Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
And I am your... What am I? What
My
am I this
husband.
Week? Your husband. Okay. I'll go with that.
I am feeling like trash today.
We'll do our first ever nausea-sode. Welcome to, this is maybe a little peek for you into what it's like here at the Ballinger-Stockman household.
It's not good, guys.
It's, the symptoms are alive and real in this one. And,
But here we go. We're doing a podcast.
That's what you get. That's what you
so
get.
So I have today my symptoms of the twins have chosen. Oh, by the way, we're having twins. If you only listen to the podcast and don't follow us on any other
it's
socials.
It's also the twins episode.
Yeah, we're having twins. We didn't get to announce that last week on the episode, but now you know. So we're going to talk about twins a lot today.
Fun.
And all of that fun stuff. But the twins are making me a little miserable. So to all the people who are like, I hate when Colleen sniffles. You're not going to like this episode. My allergies are bad. My nausea is bad. I'm exhausted. I have a migraine. Today is rough.
I thought it'd be fun to start the podcast and if like I could just list different food items and we could see if any
how
of them make you...
How long it takes
me to barf. Yeah. Whichever ones make you dry heave. So let's start off with...
No, please don't do that.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh my God, literally stop. Okay. I'm going to die. Let's talk about who needs to relax. Who needs to relax? The twins need to relax, They're making me sick. I love them so much. They're so cute. They don't know what they're doing, but my body is what's making me sick. My body is like anything good in your body, I'm stealing and giving it to these cute little two gummy bears.
Yeah.
And you're going to be miserable. So now I can't breathe and want to barf really bad.
What a blessing.
What a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a cool thing. I am stoked on it. Like, it's just the symptoms are pretty brutal today. So what is relaxed for you, Mr. Stocklin?
I was thinking about the concept of charging, just charging things in general.
Yeah.
When I found out we were having twins, I immediately went into full fight or flight mode. Absolute
panic
of just being... inadequate. Like what can I do? What can I do to prepare
and what
for this?
Did you do, Levy?
What can I do? And so
what did you do?
The most actionable thing I thought to do was I can get a minivan.
He literally found out we were having twins and the next day went and bought a minivan. I did. He literally went and bought a minivan the next day.
I'm leaning into this whole, identity of a father of three, which is so I can't believe it's so strange to me to think that me, a total, I feel like a teenager myself. Like how can I be a father of three? It's a very strange like thing to have to come to terms to, and to lean into this identity that I will soon have. I was like, minivan. It's something actionable that I can do. So I found one that I thought was the coolest minivan that was
it
available
is a cool
on
minivan.
The market.
It's really cool.
It happens to also be your welcome planet, a gas/electric one. So it charges. So now I have a minivan that I plug into a wall And I was thinking about this because I also have a watch that I have to plug into a wall, a phone I have to plug into a wall, an iPad, a computer I have to plug into a wall, a children's iPad I have to plug into a wall.
Is that a children's iPad? A
toothbrush
iPad.
I have to plug into a wall, a shaver I have to plug into a wall. Our entire house, if you look at any plug, there's just a myriad of things just plugged into it that are charging at any given time. And surely every day there's at least one or two or maybe three of those things that I've forgotten to plug in, which then makes them unusable.
Yeah.
So whatever happened to batteries, love?
You know,
solar power.
You know what? I'm doing a video on like 80s toys and like 80s, like nostalgic things from the 80s. And all of these like toys and cool things are like, you don't need batteries. You don't need to plug them in. Some things need batteries, but like there's this cool like bike city on thingy that I don't even know how to explain it.
Don't need batteries. You don't need to charge it.
You don't even need to pedal. You just like move your arms and it like goes. And I'm like, this is cool. This is way cooler than all the remote control stuff that our son has.
Which by the way, all those toys now for him, it's not just even put batteries in. It comes with like a chargeable battery that you, like with like a plug that goes into a USB. So you have to charge.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
All of his toys for 4 hours and then they work for 10 minutes and then you need to charge them again.
Yeah.
But yeah, but moon shoes, you didn't need to charge.
No, you don't got to charge moon shoes.
What is the thing, the big rubber ball that had the handle and you sit on it and you bounce?
It's a bouncy thing.
You didn't have to charge it.
I know.
But everything else in my life, you got to charge. And I forget to, it's just for someone who's not good at remembering to charge all of these things.
Yeah.
That you then become reliant on.
I have a secret to tell you. I have a confession.
And then she's going to confess that she steals all of my chargers.
No, that's not a confession, but that's just a fact.
So like
know
so then all the chargers like just disappear and go away. Like I was just thinking about the concept of charging.
You can't completely blame that
on
me because I feel like something that you do often, my love, is you'll like be like, where is this thing that only I have ever touched and used? And you think I've
We're not talking about that. We're talking about specifically phone and computer chargers.
I do have a confession about this whole charged car thing. So this is our first car that you've ever had to plug in, you know, this minivan. And you don't have to. It does have gas too. But it is plugged in our garage, right?
Yeah.
Last night, I had to run a little errand because it's my nephew's birthday today.
Did you forget to unplug it?
Love, I did not. Don't worry.
I thought you like dragged the garage wall.
But I almost did. Oh. I did because I was like, I got in the car. I turned on the car and I'm about to like start going. And I was like, it said like 70% charged or something like that. And then that just made me think like, oh my God, this car, it was my first time driving. I haven't driven it yet.
That was your first time driving the minivan.
And it's first of all, very nice.
Thank you.
I really like driving it. But I was like, oh my God, I almost just backed out of this driveway, plugged into the wall and ruined like Eric's brand new minivan. Like I was so mortified. I was like shaking. I was like, what if I did that? Like I didn't push on the gas at all. I didn't like back up at all. But like, I was very close to ruining that car and our wall. Like we need to make sure that if I ever drive, there is another person with me going like, is it unplugged? Colleen Ballinger, make sure this is not plugged in.
I'm so sorry. That's so hard for you. You know, right next to the driver's door is a giant plug sticking out of it with a giant black cord.
I do know that.
Plugged into the wall right next to the.
Yes.
I will say that the minivan, if people are like, well, you didn't have to get a minivan. We did because when you have twins and a toddler, that means three car seats and you can't have them all. You need a three row vehicle, but you can't have the second row be one of those ones that you have to like kind of fold down to then get into the third row. You need what's called captain's chairs so that this makes sense, right? We needed this. I needed to do this, right?
Sure.
Right, guys? I needed to get
I was like, SUVs have that, but you were like, no, it's gotta be a minivan.
Some SUVs, but like, no, I got a family, man. I'm in a minivan now.
Yeah,
and it's freaking cool.
We have a minivan because we're having twins.
That's two babies at the same
in
time.
My body at the same time. We're gonna be talking about it today. I'm having twins. I'm having what they call die twins.
That's short for
dichronomic pregnancy. Basically, it just means that there are two babies and two eggs and two placentas and two sacs and all the things. The only thing they share is my uterus. They still could be identical. They could be fraternal or identical. It is more likely that they will be fraternal. Fraternal means that two individual eggs dropped and were fertilized, whereas identical means it was only one egg that was dropped and then it splits. And that that still means they could be Dida if the eggs split within the first like couple days.
Do we know if it was like two eggs were like, let's go, or if it was,
we
just
won't know. I think I'm not a scientist, even though I claim to be one. We won't know till they're born. You can get like a test to see if they're identical or fraternal. I mean, if they're boy and girl, if it's a one boy and one girl, then they're obviously not identical. They're fraternal because you can't have identical boy and girl, because identical means they share. Well, are you going to vomit? You just vomited at just talking about two children coming out of me. Makes Eric vomit. Oh my gosh. That's how it feels. It's pretty overwhelming. It is really exciting. I'm like super, super duper excited. We both are. I'm just not feeling hot today.
Yeah, it's like,
I have to blow my nose so Eric's gonna entertain you for a second.
It's like this, it's so strange. I feel very, this whole thing, everyone listening, to me feels very Truman Show-y. Like, it's so strange. I know it's hard for everyone. Maybe it's easier for some others, but our first pregnancy seems so hard and intense on Colleen and everything. And it's been so exhausting trying to maintain life and having a toddler now, to then go through everything we went through and now be having another pregnancy, but to have it be two at the same time, it's just so, it's so true. It's so like, it seems scripted. It seems like the writers for season two, like just jumped the shark. Like they just went further. Like, what if this season it's twins? You know what I mean? Like, it just, it seems,
that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, it seems like fake.
People are saying that it's all fake. There are some people who think this is not that the twins of pregnancy is fake, but just some people are saying,
I'd love for them to wake up next to you in the morning.
And so, are you making fun of a pregnant woman? Is that what's just happening? no, but I am getting a lot of comments on my, I had a TikTok that went viral a couple of days ago that I posted about being pregnant with twins, and all the comments are like, I think I missed a few chapters. Like, whoa, this season had a huge plot twist. Like, they're all it's referring to it in kind of the way that you're mentioning, like, what happened to the plot of this movie? What is going on? Like, that's how it feels. It doesn't feel real.
It's too dramatic. You know what I mean? Like, it's sorry, my barefoot keep touching your barefoot and it's very offensive to you. I can tell in the hatred in your eyes.
There's no hatred in my eyes.
Disgust.
No, I just keep moving. I have to keep moving my foot because you just keep insisting on doing it.
If you guys think that like, whoa, that seems like a bit much. Like, imagine it being your life. Like, I feel very weird right now and stressed.
Yeah.
It's very...
But it's also very exciting.
It's very exciting. Like, the whole...
Yeah,
I'm interested to hear from... I think you've maybe mentioned this in your public profile, but I'm interested to hear from other parents of twins. Because I don't...
They're coming out of the woodworks. It's nice for me to hear them.
Our friend had texted us, her husband is a twin, and she was like, oh, there's a trick where if you paint one of their toenails a color, then you can, you know what I mean? Right off the bat.
Tell them apart.
Make sure to tell, so you don't want to confuse them at the beginning. You don't want to.
Well, I don't think I will. Like, I've also heard a lot of things about like, there's called like twin mama goggles, like mommy goggles, where like, if you're a mom of twins, like, it's not even a question. Like, you never, ever even
I know,
think
no,
it.
I know, but
like,
you doubt yourself.
Like, just know.
Until you've personally done it, you doubt, like, there's that doubt that like, I want to mix them up. Then we'll be calling one of them the wrong name.
No, we'll know. I think we'll know exactly.
I think we'll
who
know
who.
Too. It's like that thing where I was like, well, like when we had Flynn, I was like, well, what if I drop him? And you said to me, you're like, you will not drop him.
You will not. Yeah.
And then I was like, surely I will drop him. But then it was like, once you're doing it, you're like, oh, there's no possible way I can drop this kid.
Yeah. Right. There's no possible way.
It just
way.
Comes out of you.
Well, yeah, it's we're going to be absolutely fine. I think you'll be fine. I think I'll be fine. You might need some help on these nights of pregnant, like a day like today, you know, like where I'm a hot mess and you're having to deal with it. I feel like you're going to need a drink tonight, love.
Oh, well, if I do have a drink, Colleen, I won't have to worry about any kind of hangover.
Really? How's that possible?
Well, because one of our sponsors today is No Days Wasted.
Oh my gosh.
And No Days Wasted is here to help you maximize life's moments.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's DHM Detox is an amazing herbal supplement, which is essentially a vitamin for when you drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
I see you drinking these all the time, by the way. Like, yeah, he's like all nice. The time.
It's a little this. Like,
even when he doesn't drink, though, like, I feel like you have these all the time just to give you some supplements.
Well, it's good. It's good for like hydration.
Right.
And it's tasty. It's like a little kind of tube of powder that you just mix into 12 fluid ounces of water. Stir it up. Yeah, it's the one I have right now is a lemonade flavor and it's really good. Yeah. Even if I don't drink, I'll take them because I'm like, this is making me better at something.
Yeah.
Life is all about balance, and that's what DHM Detox helps with. Imagine this, a few drinks in the evening, you're having a great time, and then the next morning you wake up feeling normal. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine. Actually, I really can't imagine that because that's not my jam.
But DHM Detox uses researched science to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol and help break. It's built on the backbone of DHM, a wonderful herbal plant-based ingredient that has been used in Asia for centuries.
No way.
Forget the brain fog. Hangxiety. Ooh, that's mine. I own
hangxiety.
That. Hangxiety trademarked to me. And that gross next day feeling, just take two capsules. There's also a capsule form and your first couple of drinks with your, okay. Just take two capsules with your first couple of drinks and it goes to work.
Yes.
For you. It works for you.
Yeah, it does work for me because then you feel better the next day. So even if I'm not having any drinks, I'm happier when you have it. Because
well, what
then
if
you don't
I'm
feel
having
like
double drinks for two? Well, you just take two packets.
You're going to be doing a lot of double drinks.
Two babies, double drinks. That's how that works. How much is your next day worth? For just a couple dollars, you can bounce back and support your liver all at once. It's a completely risk-free purchase. So if you don't love it, they'll refund you on your first box. This is an easy decision. You know, they say when you drink at our age that you're borrowing happiness from the next day.
Oh, they say
have you
that?
Heard that term?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But that's an interesting
you're
term.
You're borrowing happiness from the next day. Well, with no days wasted, you get to keep that happiness.
Oh, that's nice.
I came up with that.
I like it.
I've got you 20% off your order and free shipping in the US. Just head over to nodayswasted.co/relax and use the promo code RELAX at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/relax for 20% off. Your order.
Check it out. Okay, guys, we're having twinsies, like we've mentioned 800 times already today. And I asked on Twitter what you guys wanted to talk about this week, what you wanted us to talk about this week. And basically everyone was like, talk about your twins. Here we go. So some of the questions we got from you guys on our Twitter, follow us if you're not already. It's relax_podcast. Here we go. Before knowing you were having twins, were you hoping for twins? Is the question. Oh, I'm getting a delivery.
Oh, Taco Bell delivery.
A Taco Bell delivery. A pregnancy craving. A pregnancy craving is being answered right now, guys.
Well, that's gross.
You know what? Again, making fun of a pregnant woman. Not the smartest move.
I was just talking about Taco Bell in general.
So now you're saying that Taco Bell is gross? Because that's also extremely offensive
to me. Is
that an
extreme standpoint?
That's a really offensive thing to say to me, who someone who loves Taco Bell as much as I do. So the first question was, did you hear what it was? Before knowing you were having twins, were you hoping for twins? Absolutely not.
No, it wasn't even, I couldn't even imagine that as right. any possible. It never crossed my mind once as something I wanted or would expect.
No, we were like two and we're done, right?
Right. Well, that's, yeah, we were like one more and we're done.
Yeah.
We just got to get through it one more time.
Yeah.
And I was, I think completely in the dark that twins, is genetic. It is something yeah. that is genetic and passed down. It skips a generation. And I think I was also completely in the dark that your grandfather is a twin, his sibling is a twin, and there's also multiple twins
his
on the other side of your family.
Right, yeah.
I had no idea that like, this was just a twin Russian roulette. If we were to ever get pregnant.
Well,
whoa.
I knew. Sorry, I try to like pull away from the microphone, like Chocolate Rain it whenever
I know.
I have
you
to
really,
sniffle.
You are. What's his name? Tavon.
Chocolate Rain.
What's his name? The guy?
Oh my God, he's so sweet. I've met him a few times and I'm
I want to say like Tavon.
I think it is. I can't remember. I can't believe I can't remember his name right now, but I'm trying so hard to not have you guys listen to my sniffles and coughs and gags. So I'm like turning away from the mic as much as I possibly can. So I apologize. But yeah, we did not expect twins, nor did I want twins until now. When I found out I was having them, of course, I'm like, now I'm so excited, like freaking out about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
we're stoked. But it was not something we were expecting, certainly. I had an inkling that it might be twins from the second I found out I was pregnant, just because the pregnancy stick was so dark.
The line on the stick.
The line on the stick. And what makes that line go dark is your HCG levels. And I know that when you have twins, your HCG levels oftentimes can like triple or quadruple.
HCG stands for hypochloride.
Glycerin.
Am I right? I was just making things up. So I should say that a pregnancy test, the ones with the two lines, it comes with a line already on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you pee on this thing.
Uh-huh.
You just pee straight onto it. And then if you are pregnant, another line will appear. If you're not, one will not. In our case, another line appeared and was darker by multiple shades than the original line.
Yeah.
Which well, I feel not like the is
first
day, but
yeah, it was pretty dark. The first one that was positive was pretty dark, which was shocking to me because I've been pregnant twice before, and both times the second line was so light you could barely see it. And then the next day got a little bit darker, the next day a little bit darker, and this was like
so much so that you could see it,
but no one else could.
No one else could.
But like this was like there was no second line the night before, and then the next day it was like viciously pregnant. Yeah. And I was like, that's weird. Now, this doesn't mean you're having twins if this happens to you, because this happened to my sister-in-law, Jessica, and she's not having twins. She was like, I thought it might be twins for her, because she was like, her second line was so dark. So yeah, it does run in my family. I didn't know how much it ran in my family. I kind of knew it did, but like, I figured so many people in my family have kids all the time, like big families. In my family, like everyone has a bajillion children. And so it hasn't happened yet since my grandfather. So I thought it's been a very long time. No one else has had twins. It's not going to happen to me. Yeah, it's going to happen to anyone. It's going to happen to someone who has a billion
kids. I didn't even
kids.
Know that it was a genetic thing. I thought it was just random.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? And I didn't know it was genetic and ran in your family.
Yeah.
It does not run in my family at all. There are no twins.
Runs in mine.
And either side way back. So it's.
Yeah. A lot of twins on my side. I guess. I mean, I knew my grandpa was a twin, but like, it wasn't like something that was talked about a lot. It was just like, oh yeah, he has a twin sister. And it was just like, okay, you know? And then I found out later that like everyone basically was a twin on my grandpa's side.
It's exciting, but scary. I didn't realize based on your mother's reaction, uh-huh. like how many women would dream for twins. Like this would be like, was.
Well, I am excited. Like the idea of having two little cute babies, like I think it's really cool. I'm really excited.
Yeah. But one was so hard.
Yeah.
Now there'll be
and
him.
And two's going to be really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two's going to be really
it's
hard. But also really cool.
Yeah. Super fun.
All the twin parents that I've talked to are like,
it's
really hard, but it's like the coolest thing in the world. They always have a little friend. Like, and they're just, it's the coolest thing ever. You're not going to be able to imagine life without them. It's like the best thing that's ever going to happen
to you. I also can't imagine how amazing it would be to have Flynn as a big brother.
I know.
Like he's going to be
so cool.
So good. He's going to be the best. He's so sweet and loves to include people and teach them things. Like
if he loves something, he doesn't want to like do it by himself. He wants you to be involved just so he can watch you be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, his whole life is like when you have a favorite movie and your friend hasn't seen it. So you make them watch your favorite movie or favorite show. But instead of watching it, you just watch them watch it. He's like that with all of life.
All his toys, all his favorite things. Like, he's just like, I have to watch you watch this because you're going to love it. And he just loves seeing other people happy. He's like, he's such an awesome kid. I'm going to take a quick break to eat a taco. I ate a taco. It was delicious. Actually, I ate two tacos.
I thought I saw three going down.
Well, I started eating a chalupa and I was like, nah, this ain't it.
Uh-huh.
And that one went away. Okay. Next question we have from Twitter. Have you thought of baby names yet? Savannah wants to know.
Yeah. So this is crazy. It was so hard to name one human.
So hard.
Like Flynn did not have a name for a couple days.
Right.
Then after we had him, you're then in the hospital, at least in our experience, for a couple days. And, I remember that the one of the nurses kept coming in being like, did you guys decide it? Because we got to fill out this paperwork. And it was hard to make that decision to be like, okay, human, this is going to be your name.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Unless you, I don't know, want to stand in line in a clerk's office and change it legally. Yeah. So the idea of naming two with middle names, that's like four names.
Yeah.
So this time I think we're trying to get ahead of it. We've talked a bit more.
A couple lists that are going on our phones and stuff, trying to like get the idea, but we can't really do it until we know the genders. Because it's like,
which we won't know for months.
No, we'll know pretty soon. Because I get the blood test at 10 weeks.
But that only determines,
which is next week.
That only determines if one of them is a boy, essentially, in my mind.
No, it'll tell us if there's two girls.
Or it could determine if there's two girls. Or if one is a boy, but it doesn't. There's a 50% chance it does not narrow it down.
No, we'll either know it's two girls, or we'll know that there's a boy in there.
At least a boy. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll know, like, it'll be either one boy and one girl, or two boys, but we won't know exactly the combination until we get a really good ultrasound.
Right.
Probably around 12 or 13 weeks.
You think? Mm-hmm. That early?
Well, if their legs are spread at the ultrasound.
If they're in the right position.
Yeah. Like at Flynn's 12-week ultrasound, it's like we saw all the bits.
It was that early that we saw?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll know, hopefully within a month, we'll know for sure. I do not think it's two girls. There's not a speckle of a morsel of a thought in my mind.
I don't know. I've had the thought.
There's absolutely no way. I'm confident it is not.
I don't know why you think that.
I just know. I can feel it. I knew with Flynn. I knew the second I was pregnant with Flynn, I was like, this is a boy.
I know your sister-in-law and your brother have
a lot of children.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Five boys and a girl. She's pregnant with the fifth boy. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that having a boy or girl? Is that like,
that's all you, baby.
That's all me.
Yeah.
Do tell.
The spermiaceas is what
the spermiaceas.
That's what determines if it's the X or Y chromosome or something like that. So that's all on you. So it's whatever sperm fertilizes the egg. That's the one that decides if it's a girl or a boy.
Okay. Well, who's to say that my spermies are, you know what I mean? Are more likely to be female or male like at
that's
conception.
I just feel like that's what you would do. I just feel like you'd be like, no, I'll just do all boys.
I don't know.
Like that's, yeah, I don't know. I will see.
Do you have a preference?
No, of course not. I don't, right. I don't care. I want to know just because like it helps me to pick out names and make them like human, you know, like that might be a weird thing to say, but just like right now they're just like they're baby A and B. That's how they refer to them. You know, it's baby A and baby B. Baby A is the one closest to the cervix. And I just don't like that. They're like, oh, there's baby A, there's baby B. I want them to have names. It like makes them sound clinical, like science, you know what I mean? Like, so I want to know what they are and know, obviously like, gender is whatever, and they can decide for themselves what they are, who they are, and we will love and accept them no matter who and what they are in their future, like 100 billion%. We don't care. But the gender that they are assigned at birth, I would like to know. I would like to know ahead of time. It would just make my life a little bit easier just knowing. And other people don't do that and they don't agree with that. And that's fine, but that's how I feel. So I really want to know. And I feel like it'll make them more human in my mind. I'll be like, oh, it's a boy and a girl, or it's two boys. You know, I just want to know. So,
but as far as names go, I don't think you would ever reveal that until they were.
I have no idea. Cause we aren't even close to picking names. Like we just have lists of.
Most people are like, oh, we know what's going to be. We're not going to tell you.
I will say that it's, no, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I will say that I never understood when women did that. Like I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you. Like I was always like, okay, that's weird. Some women do it because they don't want other people stealing their name, which I think that's like, okay, but like, whatever do you. But the other thing is like, you don't want people giving you their opinion. Like once we decide on a name, I don't want someone to be like, oh, really? That? Like, you don't want people doing that. You're like, I've decided my name and that's the name. And I don't want your rude opinion on my name.
And it's not something that they can do after the baby's born. They can't like be like, oh, you should have.
But I think they think they might have time to persuade you. I don't know. That's what I think. But I don't know what we're going to do. I will say that we're not into like super common names or super quirky, strange names. Like I'm really drawn to nature names. Like if that makes sense, like names that have to do with nature, trees, flowers, beautiful locations. Like for example, I don't think we're using this name, but I love the name like Willow. You know, like I love, because it makes me think of a beautiful movie, willow tree. No, I have not.
It's a great movie.
Oh, good. So, you know, and I've said before that we thought about naming Flynn Forest. Like, I don't know why. Just like the fact that I like the way those names make me feel. Like, I like that I feel like it's just beautiful, like, and warm, like jasmine. Like, I'm just like, oh, that's a beautiful flower and it's a beautiful child. Like, I just like that, like, nature names just make me feel
I think it's just because
so
you
good.
Love nature. You just love the outdoors.
I appreciate nature a lot. I think nature is amazing. And I have changed a lot about like camping and outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
But those are the names I'm more drawn to.
What do you think is the most popular girl and boy name of 2021 so far, if you had to guess?
Oh, of 2021? Probably like...
So far.
Finley was really popular last year. So everyone thinks Flynn's name is Finn.
Not even on the list.
Well, that's because it was popular last year and the year before. I would say like Arrow or something. I don't know.
For boy or girl?
For a boy.
That's a cool
for
name.
For girl, it's probably like Isla or something. I don't know.
Olivia and Noah in the number one
really?
Slots. Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
Followed closely.
Not that those are weird names. Just
followed closely by Emma and Liam.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know any babies named?
No, I don't. But I will say that those are not the types of names that I feel like you or I are drawn to, like classic names like Emma. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't name my kid something like that. But we do like family stuff. I want it to have something to do with family because family is really important to us.
Yeah.
So Flynn's entire name is family based. Right. And I know that I want to pass down, if we have a girl, my middle name, because that's been passed down for many generations. And we passed down Flynn, which was passed down for many generations.
In my side, yeah.
And my middle name has been passed down forever. So if we have a girl, I'd love to throw my middle name in there somewhere. But that's like the only thing I'm like confident on.
I feel like a boy could have the middle name May.
Yeah. We were talking about that too, like switching that's out cool.
Like non-gender specific middle names.
Like my grandma's name is Ruby. And we're like, oh, Ruby's a cool middle name for a guy.
Totally, yeah.
So I don't know. We're figuring it out, but we won't know for sure until we know the genders.
Any more questions?
So I've only asked two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so many. How's the room situation going to be with the twins? A lot of people ask this. Like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to put them? Are they going to share a room with Flynn? Do you guys have another room? Are you planning on moving? We'd love to move. The market's horrible right now, so it doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon.
We haven't talked about this.
We haven't, but I mean, the twins will have a room and Flynn will have a room. We're not going to put them all in the same room.
I think that could work.
Flynn would just wake them up.
A bed and bunk bed. Me growing up, there was, I shared a room with two siblings and there was a bunk bed.
Yeah.
And then I had a bed.
Yeah.
That was super fun. But yes, we were always waking each other up and getting into all sorts of shenanigans.
No, when they're babies, like the twins are, it's going to be hard. They need to have their own room. So the twins will have a room and Flynn will have a room. I don't know how that's going to work just yet. We haven't even thought about it. But
no, we've never, this is the first time we're talking about this out loud.
The guest room upstairs will probably, maybe we'll move that to Flynn's room and then Flynn's room maybe will become the baby room because it's closer to us.
Makes sense.
But we literally have not even talked about it at all until this exact moment. So I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
What makes you most nervous about having twins? I think for Eric, he'll speak for himself, but I would assume for you, it would be just like the idea of how exhausted we were with Flynn and now adding two more to that. But for me, it's, I'm not nervous about having them and how tiresome and exhausting it's going to be. I'm only afraid of what's going to happen to my body.
You didn't need to speak for me and you were wrong. Yeah. It's not about what happens when they come out. I'm most nervous about, I think, third.
So I was wrong?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm more concerned about like, for you and your physical body, I'm talking like third trimester.
Yeah.
Because after witnessing you go through that with just one human inside you, two,
and
when you're that far along, I'm like already playing out like, well, you know, I mean, how to like use a wheelbarrow to get you around or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
That's what's scaring me is, the pregnancy, because it's already, the symptoms are already so hard.
Right.
And I'm not even big yet. I do have a little bump, tiny little bump. It's mostly just fast food, but like there's a little bump there. My doctor says it's the babies.
She
says it's babies.
She says it's not cheeseburgers. It's the babies that you're already like, as if you were like pregnant with one child at
3 months.
She said 3 months. You're already.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago or a week ago, she said I was measuring 2 weeks ago. She said I was measuring at 3 months already.
Yeah. So I think your body's like prepping and just like,
it's like, let's make some room for these kiddos. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
The housing market in there is also very competitive.
Yeah, it is. Have you, this is an interesting one, I thought. Have you already begun to buy clothes, toys, essentials for the babies? Is it strange to have to buy two of everything? That's from Angelina. Have we started buying things for the babies, love?
You sure have, love.
I have, and Eric is not excited about it, and it makes me very sad.
I bought a minivan. I am very excited. There's something, okay. Twins is like, didn't have friends that were twins really growing up. None of my friends now have twins. It's all kind of like foreign to me. It's like, it's all very like, I've seen it in a movie once, the whole concept of twins. And so me thinking about it is like the two girls in the hallway in The Shining
what you think of?
Mary Kay and Ashley. I think of like two little kids dressed exactly the same, yes, looking the same at, yes, Disneyland. They have the same ears on.
Of course.
They both look miserable in this photo. You know what I mean? Like, I'm as of right now, and I'm not there yet, but I'm like kind of averse to the idea of like having these two humans and being like, I'm going to dress them exactly the same. Oh, I feel like that might complicate their identity. I had a conversation with one.
No, it will not. Like, identity.
I had a conversation with last night I had a conversation with an older
when
woman.
When they're a couple days old, you think it's going to complicate their identity if I put them in matching onesies? Okay.
Last night I had a conversation with an older woman who when she heard the news that we were expecting twins, was like, oh, I'm a twin, which I didn't know. And she told me it was, you know what I mean? I was like, how did you love it? Like, did you love having a twin? Cause that's not a human experience that I know anything about, but I'm now about to be responsible to some extent for guiding them. And she, and her reaction wasn't like, yes, it was amazing. I had a best friend, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of like, it was okay. You know what I mean? Which was kind of strange to me. And she said it was weird as they grew up that there was like, two of her essentially, and another version of her that she was constantly compared to, meaning like, oh, well, this one is the slightly prettier one and this one is the smarter one. And this, you know what I mean? And that kind of was was like an interesting complication on her life that we haven't had. Cause there's not two of us essentially. So like, it makes me think about that when you're then like dressing them. I don't know. It's a little bit strange to me, but just to picture.
That's not making one better than the other. That's making them exactly the same.
I know. It's kind of fun to like, yeah, the idea of like, of playing dress up, so to speak, in that way. But like, I assume that it'll be interesting to see, because maybe they won't, but they'll have two different personalities.
Well, of course. And I mean, look at Flynn. Look at Flynn right now. You know, like, do we dress Flynn in like trendy, cool hipster clothes or whatever we would wear? Like, no, he picks out the clothes. Every shirt he has trucks on it.
Well, if they made truck shirts in my size, I would wear them.
No, I'm just saying that like, once they get to an age where they have an opinion on anything, like we'll let them explore whatever they want. You know what I mean? I'm not going to push on them anything. I'm not going to push on them like, you have to dress the same, you have to act the same.
But as far as infants, you're like, oh, they're going to be wearing the same exact outfit.
Well, what about with Flynn? Like, would you say the same thing? Like, the days I put him in blue, was I trying to force him to wear blue? Or like, no, when
I'm not
him
saying
in
that at all. I'm talking more conceptually about the idea of like, the luck of the draw. You've been born with another person at the same time, and I don't know, it's so foreign to me because I wasn't a twin, you know what I mean?
I think twins can correct me if I'm wrong, but twins, I feel like it's certainly different than just having siblings in general, but I feel like those comparison issues and family issues happen regardless if you're siblings with age gaps or if you're twins. Like, there was comparisons between us siblings of like, who was this and who was that in the family. And I feel like that can exist with any range of age in the family.
But surely with a twin, it's like dialed up a bit.
Well, and I'm sure, but I also don't think that we should base all twin experiences on one person, because I've heard both. I've heard like, there was the comparison and that was hard. And I've also heard like, we're best friends and we'll be forever. Of course.
Yeah. I was just speaking to like one interaction I had that happened to be yesterday. It'd be interesting. We should get
twins on here.
We should get some twins on here.
I know some twins.
We should get some twin parents. if only for me to absorb this information and advice, because I feel like I said, having it not being any part of my experience, like my tool set for how to handle this.
Yeah. Because I feel like if someone did not enjoy being a twin or didn't have the best experience, like I don't think it was based on the clothes they were put in at 2 days old. No. I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Nor do I think I could ever talk you out of dressing them alike every
day.
Well,
I also won't. Like, but it's just like, and it's the same thing if Flynn had a little brother, just like one little brother, I would for sure buy them matching outfits.
Yeah. I think Flynn would be making that decision. He would insist that they wear.
Yeah. He makes us wear matching outfits to him. Right. So like if, you know, you could also argue like if I only put them in different outfits, would they be sad that I never put them in matching outfits? Do you know what I'm saying? Like my sister and I wore matching outfits all the time growing up and we're almost 5 years apart. Mm-hmm. And I love those pictures. She loved those pictures. Like we enjoyed matching except for the times where we were in dresses where my sister was like, this is garbage. I hate dresses. You know? Anyway, I don't know. To answer your question, didn't know it was such a sore subject.
Oh, I didn't. I was just kind of like.
I bought a lot of things. Yeah. I love buying baby clothes for the babies.
It's cute. It's cute to see. It also makes it more real when you see like two outfits. You're like, oh, right. We're having two at the same time.
But all we've bought so far is outfits. Well, all I've bought so far is outfits and shoes. And even that, I haven't bought that many, but we haven't started buying, like, we're going to have to buy like two cribs, a double stroller, two car seats, two, you know, everything's like we need two of everything.
Sounds expensive.
Sounds very expensive, but that's okay. We'll survive. You know, there is one way that we could save money.
How's that?
I'm cutting costs all over the place using stamps.com.
More trips to the post office.
No more trips to the post office. Are you guys still going to the post office? Are you still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS and UPS and more. So this has been great for me because I'm always shipping stuff out to people like at least 2-3 times a week. We ship out
letters
to people.
To prisons.
What?
Love letters.
We ship out gifts to people all the time. And so this has made our lives a lot easier. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all of these. No wonder over 1 million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple.
It's truly a great idea.
You want to talk about it?
I love it. No more trips to the post office. I mean, with Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off.
What?
Post office rates. So not only can you do it at home, it's cheaper.
Yes.
And up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. I mean, come on.
Not to mention stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters.
Postage meters.
We said that at the same time.
Wow.
Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money, which we're going to need help saving once we have these twinsies. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. They save you time and money. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code RELAX, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in RELAX. That's stamps.com, promo code RELAX.
While you're reading that, I was wondering, well, like, well, how are you going to weigh things? You would need to like also get a scale.
Get a scale,
they
kid.
Give you a digital scale?
Come on, try it out. All right, what else do we have to talk about today, love?
Well, I was thinking that I don't have a lot of, as I've said, experience with twins. Didn't know a lot of twins growing up. Don't have any friends that have had twins. Uh-huh. So it just seems like for you physically and for us both, like through this whole process, like almost seems impossible because it's so exhausting. We're still so exhausted from just the one. You just yawned as I said that sentence.
Well, yeah.
And so I found an article on the internet about, and I was surprised to see about how many celebrities have had twins. And it, not that I know them personally, but I'm aware of them because of their celebrity. And it's like, oh, well, they did it.
Yeah.
They had twins and look at them working and living and
that was like the number one thing.
Looking great.
I was looking for when I found out I was having twins, is I was like, I just need to hear from another mom who's done it. I just need someone to say to me, like, I did it and I survived. That's like all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Is from a twin mom who's like, I was scared and I did it. And look, I'm talking to you.
And they're doing great. So it was so since they are familiar people to me, it was encouraging to hear, oh, well, they did it.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll be surprised by some of these people. Okay. Although I did text you this article a couple of weeks ago.
And I did not read it.
Here she is, executive producer of Good Trouble, the television program I'm on. Jennifer Lopez. Did you know that she has twins?
I didn't know that.
A boy and a girl named Max and Emmy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
She has twins. I like her. Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block, yeah.
Mariah Carey.
What? She birthed them?
She gave birth to Monroe and Moroccan in 2011.
No way.
She's got twins, love. She did
really?
It. And look at her.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting.
The queen of Christmas music.
Yes, for sure.
Julia Roberts.
This is kind of blowing my mind. I didn't know any of this. And I know these celebrities, which is shocking.
Is a mom to 12-year-old twins, Hazel and Phineas.
I love the name Hazel.
I thought you were going to say Phineas.
I love Hazel. I mean, I love Phineas too, but like, I just think of, what's her face is Billie Eilish's brother.
Is his name
Phineas. Yeah.
Spell Phineas.
Phineas.
You are incorrect.
What is it?
It is Phineas.
Whoa, that's wild.
Pahinus.
That sounds like...
Pahinus pronounced Phineas.
That sounds like what it turns into down there after you give birth.
After you give birth to twins, you have a Pahinus.
That's what that sounds like.
Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker have 7-year-old twin girls.
Didn't know that.
Named... I feel like I'm doxing them or something.
Yeah, maybe I don't say their names anymore. We literally just said someone's name sounded like my Bahin. Like, I think we should stop that.
I think it's okay. Another amazing songstress. We've already had two in this list. Celine Dion.
Oh, wow.
Has twins.
I didn't know this.
Twin boys. And look, the picture is them dressed in like a Disneyland, just as I described.
Cutest ever.
Okay. Michael J. Fox. We just watched Back to the Future. He has twin girls. We watched Back to the Future because all three of those movies are now available on a streaming platform called Netflix.
Wait, is this a plug?
I just thought it was funny because we had just watched Back to the Future, but then we also started trying to watch Back to the Future 2.
Oh no.
Like it's not the same.
It's not good, guys. No offense.
Should we watch the third one? The third one is like a Western.
Yeah,
they go back in time. I feel like that's going to be
better. That one's better.
It's better than two?
Yes, it's better than two. Nothing's better than one. One's the only good one.
Amazing.
But three is way better than two. Two is horrendous.
George Clooney and his wife Amal just had twins in 2017.
Really?
And then again, all these amazing singers. Beyonce.
Yeah, I knew that.
Has twins. You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that one. Because I remember when she announced that she's having twins. It was a big deal.
Well, if Beyonce can do it, love.
Beyonce
house,
can do anything. I do not feel true. Better knowing Beyonce
but
can
in
do
this
it.
House, you're the Beyonce of this house. And I think you can do it.
I don't know. I'm pretty terrified. Should we show the bump today?
It is an audio medium.
I know, but if they're watching, you guys can look. Eric can describe the bump. Let's see if it's showing. It might not be showing today. I don't know. What do you guys think? Oh, it's not really showing. What do you think?
I see
Taco Bell.
I see two crunchy tacos and half a chalupa.
I feel like it's not showing today. What do we think?
For the listeners, Colleen is standing and is trying to stick out her stomach as much as she can.
It's not really showing. Sorry, guys. The twins are hiding. I mean, it's kind of there, but it's mostly tacos.
And that was, I feel like that's going to end up being a weekly segment.
Me showing the belly.
Bump of the week.
Bump of the week.
And the theme song for Bump of the Week is?
Colleen's Bump of the Week.
Bump, bump, bump of the week. Bump, 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 bump.
Flynn hasn't done a truck of the day in a long time. We should see if he wants to do
one.
He's
very busy.
He actually is pretty busy. He's been a lot of fun lately. He's so fun. That's like the one thing that's really hurting my mental health right now is that I feel
the
really
one
bad.
One thing.
What's with you today? Making fun of a pregnant woman. And not only just a pregnant woman who is your wife and carrying your twins.
I thought we had both agreed that to get through this experience, we would need to keep a sense of humor about it. But there's a fine line I'm finding with a pregnant woman where sense of humor certainly borders on I will get stabbed in throat.
Yeah. When you make fun of me and my symptoms. Yeah. That gets you stabbed in the throat a little bit.
So if I turn up dead and there's any mysterious circumstances.
It won't be for me, but I will certainly be angry.
You've hired someone?
No, I would never do such a thing. I don't believe in violence. I don't like violence.
Whoa.
What?
I don't know why it was so scary the way you said that.
Like, you're a mess.
Yeah, I know. Truly. I truly am.
I have something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I've been frantically researching twin stuff as much as I possibly can since I found out I was having twins. I know a lot about twins now. And one thing I think that is helping aid my panic about being pregnant with twins is most symptoms are notoriously worse when you have twins, which I didn't know. I just thought like you get a lot bigger.
Right. You know? Yeah. I didn't think that
but
either.
Because your progesterone and HCG levels are so much higher because you're, you know, making two babies, not just one. You're obviously much more hormonal, as you guys have probably noticed and will continue to notice as I am more emotional. And
I've noticed that.
You're so, what are you doing with these jokes about me and my emotions, love?
Ow.
What? I barely touched him.
I will have a bruise from that.
I barely just touched his shoulder and he's acting like
I will have a bruise.
So yeah, the emotions and the hormones are much higher, but it also makes the nausea so much worse. I'm constantly dry heaving and gagging and all that. But also there's a lot of issues that like you're warned about when you're pregnant that I guess your chances are much higher of having when you have twins, like a lot of placenta issues. Mm. Like there's a lot of like things that could happen with placentas that they warn you about when you're pregnant. But then every time I look up like twin pregnancies, it's like, watch out for this. Obviously C-section rates much higher when you have twins. Obviously, the chances of the baby coming really early and having to do the NICU, that the chances of that are much higher. There's like all the risks are much higher. It's almost considered like a high risk pregnancy when you have twins. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, guys, but like,
yeah, there should be an asterisk here. This does not substitute for actual medical advice.
It is not at all. It is not medical advice. I'm just saying like all the research that I've done is like, it's going to suck. But you know, some people maybe don't have many symptoms at all when they're pregnant with twins. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just know my experience so far has been hard. And, I feel like the one advantage I have over my last pregnancy is that my mindset's a little different. Like I think I'm never, I don't know how to say this without it sounding, I really did not like my pregnancy with Flynn, and I'm trying to find the moments to enjoy pregnancy this time.
Right.
So with Flynn, I feel like I was waiting the whole time for it to be enjoyable. I was like, well, when does the nausea and then this will be nice? Well, when does this pelvic girdle pain and then this will be nice? When will I be able to breathe again? Then I'll enjoy it. Like I kept waiting to enjoy it. And so with this pregnancy, I'm trying to appreciate the moments where I can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So that's making it a lot. It's a better experience, even though it's a harder experience. I feel this one so far.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense. And like, it's funny, you're talking about all this like research you're doing. I feel like I have to admit, like, it's been hard for me to do that because it is so kind of like anxiety inducing, just like the idea of all of it and seeing what you're going through, that like I've almost purposefully like avoided, you know what I mean? Cause it just seems like things that I am impotent to, like there's nothing I can do to fix them. You know what I mean? So it's like, and like all like the risky stuff. I'm just like,
well, it's just good to be prepped for
it. Yeah, it absolutely is for sure. But like my brain hasn't allowed me to like I've accepted the situation, but I haven't been able to like, It's a lot, you know what I mean? It's very much.
It's actually though, I will say like, there's a lot of really cool things about it. Like the more I learn about what my body is doing, not with symptom stuff.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like
it's actual magic.
It's really cool. Like, and even just learning about like the different types of twins that there are, like all the different types and what your body does, like when the egg splits or if you've dropped two eggs and the different types of twins and all that has been really interesting. And I'm like, it's so crazy that my body does it. I think I probably dropped two eggs. I think they're fraternal probably. It's most likely. But I'm just like, the fact that my two eggs got fertilized, two eggs dropped, two eggs implanted, and now they're little gummy bears in there.
There was also two semens involved.
Yeah, but I did all the work. Did you know?
Men never get any credit.
No, wait. I read this the other day that like we were lied to in school about like, and I don't, again, not a scientist. This could be total baloney. I don't know if this is true. We were taught, the way we're taught about this, about like the sperm and the egg is like a totally like written by man type of thing. Cause it's like the fastest, strongest, best swimmer is the one who wins the race. It's actually like they're super slow and it's the egg like picks, like only allows one in. But we aren't taught that. We're always taught like it's the fastest one, the first one there, the best one, the strongest, the manliest sperm is the one.
Was this like a viral TikTok that you saw that told you this? Of course it was. Yeah, well, I guess it must be true.
Oh my God, it is true. I feel like it's true.
I believe it.
But like, I just think it's interesting that even in like science, if it is true, and maybe it's not true, but if it is true, like even in science that like we're taught that it's like, it's all the man, all the
strongest one
sits there and does nothing.
Yeah.
And the strongest, fastest, coolest guy with the best car is the sperm that wins. But I thought that was interesting because I definitely until a week ago thought it was always like the fastest, best sperm. My egg just chills there and waits for a sperm to come to her. And then,
yeah, it sounds to me like that makes more sense as far as nature, like that the woman would be in control of.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if like the egg,
if the egg is the woman in this scenario.
Yeah. Well, the egg is because the sperm is what decides if it's dude or girl, you know, I don't know. Anyway, someone look into that.
You're welcome.
I'm not doing any research on this, but someone do some research on this and let me know because I'm interested to know if that's true or not. You know what else I'm interested to know? I'm interested to know in what your hair smells like, guys. I can't smell because I have no, my nose doesn't work.
Well, it smells like eucalyptus, love.
Oh, of course it does. Because you use Function of Beauty. That's and the correct. Scent you choose is eucalyptus.
Well, in the bottle, it says Function of Eric.
Guys, your perfect hair is voluminous. Wait, is that how you say that word?
We're keeping this in and it's voluminous.
Your perfect hair is voluminous, full, and shiny. But how does it smell? Does it smell good? Function of Beauty's custom hair makes sure you don't neglect the most powerful of your body's senses. Function of Beauty is the world leader in full customized hair care. They create your unique formula based on a short but thorough quiz to give your hair everything it needs to look and feel its best.
Every product, love, is sulfate and paraben-free.
I know, it's amazing.
Vegan, cruelty-free, and there are over 60,000 real five-star customer reviews. I feel like you're one of them.
I am.
And Function of Beauty fans are absolutely wild. Wild about the fragrances.
Including
for,
you.
Yeah, including me, and for good reason. Your hair has never smelled so amazing.
Yeah.
Try, I don't know, tropical mango.
Delish.
Do you like sweet peach?
Of course.
Crisp pear?
Who doesn't?
You didn't gag at any of these things. That's
none
incredible.
Of the things I've gagged at.
There's even subtler scents like lavender, rose, eucalyptus.
Uh-huh.
If fragrance is not for you, hey, that's okay, man. We're not here to judge you. You can get unscented as well.
It's true. Eric uses the eucalyptus. I love lavender. Can't change it. I can't quit it. I love lavender.
We're
it's
subtle people
relaxing.
When it comes to hair scents.
It just smells delicious and it just, I love it.
So turn your beauty routine into an aromatherapy session, a tropical getaway even.
Go to functionofbeauty.com/relax to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. That's functionofbeauty.com/relax to let them know you heard about it here and to get 20% off your order. Functionofbeauty.com/relax. Oh my, we had to take a little break to go to my nephew's 8th birthday party.
So far we've taken like, a Taco Bell break, a crunchy taco break, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Oof. And sorry, I got the chills. That
and a 8-year-old birthday party break.
Yes, it was fun. But now I'm really tired.
We started this by recording this 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys, let's keep talking about. Let's keep talking about these twins. Another big question I get a lot about these little fetuses that are in my body right now is. What
feti.
Feet is it feti if it's plural? Uh-huh. Is that what we've decided?
I think it's just in a dictionary.
Okay. So another thing about this feti, these feti, is people have asked me like what I'm planning on doing like career-wise now that I'm pregnant with twins. And the plan is to take it a lot easier than I did with Flynn. However,
with Flynn, you were on tour, mm-hmm. on a bus tour? on an international,
I did a book tour,
an international tour as well. And this was all leading up to the taping of your Netflix special when you were 7 months pregnant.
I don't remember.
Big.
Oh, big.
Large and in charge.
Yeah. And it was just too much on my body. And so I'm going to take it easy. However, I really want to do live shows, but I know I can't. Mm. So I was thinking about doing a couple live shows from the house, even though the rest of the world won't be quarantined anymore. I can, so I don't know that anyone will tune in. I feel like people are tuning into like the quarantine musical live shows that I did because everyone was quarantined.
Do you have tour dates scheduled?
I have tour dates in the works. I had a tour date scheduled in November and December that have to be moved because that's when the babies are coming. Mm. Next year we're talking about tour dates and I don't think any of them are official yet, but we've talked about a bunch of shows next year.
I can't wait to see you perform live again.
I miss it so much. It's so fun.
Well, the whole rest of the podcast can't just be you yawning.
I'm sorry. But you know what livens me up is musicals.
Oh yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about something. This doesn't have to do with twins really, other than like one of them. What I was trying to get to was that one of the live shows that I want to do, maybe not on tour, but like in my living room perhaps, and maybe 10 people will watch it if I ever do a live show from my living room, that you can watch on the internet if you want to, is like a musical theater one. And I want to sing like all the musical theater from songs from all the musical theater shows I've done, or songs from all the musical theater shows that are like my dream roles.
Broadway singers do this, right? Like one of your heroes, Sutton Foster, like she'll do like an evening with Sutton Foster and she'll just sing.
I don't know,
like,
if she does it in her living room, but
I just mean in general, like they'll do like an evening with, and they'll just sing a bunch of Broadway songs.
Yeah, but
right?
She's like a Broadway Tony Award winning legend, and I am not. So that's why I'm like, I don't think anyone would watch this, but I want to do
it. I'm
just
saying the conceit exists.
Yes, totally exists. A lot of people do.
It's a genre.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to do that because I can just be sitting, you know, very pregnant and sing some of my favorite songs. I think that'd be fun. So I kind of want to do that. And I've been like a little bit on fire for musical theater lately. I just made Eric listen to the entire soundtrack of Tick, Tick, Boom in the car ride home from the birthday party. Mm-hmm. Because I know this doesn't have to do with twins, but it kind of does, because the only time of my life that I've ever watched movies or TV shows with Eric is when I'm pregnant, but it still kind of sucks for me because I hate TVs and shows and movies, except for musicals and reality television. And so I'm really excited because there's a lot of good movie musicals coming out and I really want to talk about it, even though it has nothing to do with twins and it's probably not going to be interesting to anyone who listens to this podcast. Like, you guys, I'm really excited about this because I'm obsessed with musical theater and I can't tell you how much it meant to me when I was in high school and Chicago, the movie came out. It was the first
That's a good movie.
It's so good.
It's a good movie musical, yeah.
It's incredible. And it was the first movie musical that came out during my time that was really beautifully done and well-produced. I remember me and all my theater friends went to the theater to see it. And I cried and I saw 10 times. I just loved that something that I was so passionate about and something I was so excited about was being put in a mainstream situation with movies this something I'd never enjoyed, never liked, but everyone likes and I can't relate to. Finally, there was a way I could relate to it and enjoy it.
You know, movie musicals have been around before that, right?
Of course. And that's what I grew up on. That's why it was exciting to me.
Yeah.
Because
to go see one, because it's coming out in your time where you can go see it.
Yeah. And I know they're way more common now, but that's what I grew up watching movie musicals. Singing in the Rain was one of my favorite musicals ever, and one of my favorite movies when I was a little girl.
One of mine was Little Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis. Steve Martin, Rick Moranis.
So good.
Whoever it is that plays Audrey, I can't think of her name.
She's amazing. Oh my God. Yeah. Her name's on the tip of my tongue. She's incredible. One's better.
No one else could do that role seeing that movie.
Steve Martin ruined that role for me because no one will ever top him. He's perfection as a dentist.
So incredible.
So good. So yes, 100%.
Little Shop was one of my favorite movies in general.
We should watch it tonight, first of all.
Okay.
But I grew up watching movie musicals. And so there weren't any really that came out during my childhood that I knew of. Or at least that weren't on that big of a scale, like as a production scale, you know, yeah, like sure, the cast sure like were, that.
But I can't think of, yeah, I can't think of any others.
So when that came out, it was so huge. And then, you know, of course, Glee started happening and it started to become like cool to do mm-hmm. like musical theater and stuff again. And then more movie musicals came out. A lot of them are misses, in my opinion. Like a lot of movie musicals that have come out in the last 20 years, I feel like aren't that great, but I still appreciate... I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I mean, we could do a game where you like say one and I can tell you kind of how I feel. But
I
like,
can't even think of like Mamma Mia.
Yeah, don't like it. I mean.
Did you see it? The movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie. Isn't there another one? Like, didn't they make multiple?
I feel like they made two. Yeah.
I didn't see the other ones. I didn't like it, but I'm not a huge Mamma Mia fan. I know you really like ABBA.
Cats, the movie.
ABBA. Oh my God. Yeah, right. Oh no, I did not like Cats movie. But here's the thing. Even if I don't like a movie musical, like for example, Into the Woods is one of my favorite, like pretty much my favorite musical of all time. Like it's debatable, but like it's one of my top favorite movies, musicals. I mean, and I thought I really didn't like that movie and I wanted to like it so bad.
Yeah.
And, but I don't hate that it's a movie because I appreciate that people are making movie musicals or like The Prom that, you know, came out. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like that movie, but like, I wasn't like, that was horrible. I was like, I'm so glad they're making musical movies still because they're so important to me. And I feel like it's so important to like, for so many people to watch and like, maybe that's, they find kids can find their passion and like, be like, oh, I could do this. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just like, it means so much to me. So anyway, and I'm being very chatty, but that's because I started talking about musicals. I went from yawning to like speed talking real quick.
Yeah, you sure did.
But there's a few movie musicals coming out this year that are very exciting for me because usually I feel like it's like maybe one movie musical comes out a year that's like worth talking about. But this year it's like epic because we have West Side Story, which looks incredible. It mm-hmm. looks so freaking good.
That's a good musical.
It's a really good musical.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean,
Stephen Sondheim did the lyrics for that musical.
Yeah. It's Spielberg, right? It's
directed. Yes.
It? Yeah.
And it just looks absolutely incredible. It looks so gorgeous. I'm so freaking excited.
I'm excited for In the Heights.
That was my next one on the list, Lovey.
Oh, I can just push the microphone away.
No. Okay. I'm just saying like, I know, like I'm going to get worked up.
Okay.
In the Heights is one of my favorite musicals of all time.
It's great. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, and I'm going to get hate for this. Like, don't cancel me, please. But like, I like In the Heights better than Hamilton.
Yeah.
Like, so does my father.
Hamilton came out, my dad was like, nah, it's all about In the Heights.
In the Heights is so freaking good.
And I
good.
Hadn't listened to In the Heights and I was like, you're wrong. And then I did. And I was like, I think you're right. Maybe.
It's so, I love In the Heights. In the Heights is like, oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite musicals of all time. It's so good. And the movie looks really good.
Yeah, the trailer, it's like...
It looks so good. And that's supposed to come out really soon. I'm super excited about that. And then, Tick, Tick, Boom! So, Lin-Manuel Miranda, speaking of In the Heights, is making his directorial debut doing Tick, Tick, Boom. And I was shocked when I heard this because nobody knows Tick, Tick, Boom. Like, I feel like every time I mention Tick, Tick, Boom to someone, they're like, what is that musical? I've never heard of that. Because mm-hmm. usually the musicals that are made are musicals like Cats, Chicago, these big musicals, West Side Story, that everyone knows. Everyone's heard of Hairspray. You know, like, no one makes the obscure off-Broadway musicals into movies. And I'm so excited that Tick, Tick, Boom.
Was Moulin Rouge a movie before it was a musical? It was, right?
Because
that's like a newer one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both confuse me. Both the stage show and the movie.
I'm okay with the movie soundtrack. But like, I don't know. I'm so freaking excited. I was explaining Tick, Tick, Boom to Eric earlier this evening. That's Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent, wrote Tick, Tick, Boom.
After or before Rent?
Before Rent.
Okay.
And he wrote it as just like a monologue, like a musical monologue, essentially, I think, that he would perform alone. But then after he passed away, unfortunately, so sadly, it was awful. Then they turned it into like more of an ensemble show, I think 3-person show that was off Broadway.
It's so interesting to think of like it being a musical monologue. So it's me in a band and I'm written the songs and I'm singing in
it's
front
like
of this band, but it's a monologue and not like a performance of songs that I, you know what I mean? It's,
mm-hmm.
it's so like, I mean, I think like any singer with a band could be like, oh, this isn't just a performance of songs I've written. This is a musical monologue.
Yeah, it's cool. Jonathan Larson was cool.
Yeah. That's some awesome. That's some free thinking right there.
Yeah, and I was explaining, and just in case any of y'all out there didn't know, I feel like everyone's heard of the musical Rent. Are there people who don't know that musical? Is that like a thing where people don't know musicals?
No, I think everyone.
Everyone knows Rent,
yeah,
right?
I think it's, yeah.
Jonathan Larson passed away before it went to Broadway. He passed away like the opening night of the previews off Broadway.
It's so wild. He never got to see.
He never got to see how huge it got.
Yeah, wild.
And now Lin-Manuel Miranda is directing Tick, Tick, Boom, which I certainly don't think he ever would have anticipated.
Is he directing and starring in it? I feel like I can see that.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's supposed to come out this year on Netflix. And I am so excited. I'm like losing my mind excited about these. Like I'm like drooling at the idea of like musical theater content I can watch while I'm like miserable and pregnant on the couch.
Laid up in bed.
My gosh. Like, and now all I want to do tonight is watch. I want to watch Little Shop and I want to watch Chicago. I asked Eric if he'd ever seen Rent and he's seen it on stage, which is better. You should always watch these things on stage if possible. But like he saw the tour, but he hasn't seen the movie Rent. And I'm like, you got to watch the movie. I think the movie's all right. Okay. I liked it. Are there any movie musicals that you love other than Little Shop that you can think of?
Sure. I mean, I loved Little Shop. I loved Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
I just think that's a rockin' musical, man.
Your dad loves that musical.
Yeah, and these are things that I saw on stage when I was very young. Mm-hmm. My father was the drummer for a small like opera house, playhouse when they did musicals in New Jersey called the Pox Opera House. I don't know if it's still there, but some of my earliest memories were seeing these shows.
Right.
And they did Little Shop, and I remember being brought up on stage afterwards and they let me get eaten by the plant for fun. By Audrey too.
So
that
cool.
was really cool. But yeah, off the top of my head, movie musicals. I don't know. If you named them, I'm sure there's something in there, but I'm just blanking.
Like, I feel like
right
there's
now.
A huge difference between like classic and like current movie musicals. Cause the current movie musicals are so like over the top. I will say on the record, like I like to try to be as like nice as possible and try to like not say I don't like anything like aggressively, but like, I'm not a huge fan of the like live musical tapings. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the live tapings they've been doing?
Well, not like Hamilton. That was
John
awesome.
Legend
that was
just
amazing.
Did Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those, that. It's those types
that
of
one was interesting.
That one was okay. A friend of mine was in that one who did like the first stage version of the Miranda Show. But no, like I'm talking about like what they did Rent. They did Hairspray. They do all different types. I'm not a big fan of those. I wish they would tape them like just on a stage or like a movie. The in-between kind of thing wigs me out. But there's a huge difference between like the classic old.
I liked that Les Mis with Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh, not gonna.
No,
you
that's
just
okay. You can like that.
You didn't
well,
like that?
Well, I mean.
That was my only experience with that show. Like I didn't really know that. I didn't really know that show. I haven't performed. I feel like you had performed.
I've been
in
it, yeah, but in high school. And I've seen it in the West End a few times. On the West End a few times. Javert was a really
Russell Crowe.
Horrible casting choice.
He's not
in my
a
opinion.
Singer at all. I don't think.
Yeah, it was like to me painful. Like I really didn't like it.
The Producers. Did you like that?
I love The Producers. Loved it. Have you seen that one? The old one. The original.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks, like,
with Mel yeah.
genius.
I think there was another one with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, didn't they do, like, a movie version with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane? And yeah. Will Ferrell was
oh, yes. That is right. And that one's actually pretty good, too.
Annie, the old Annie musical.
Yeah,
I loved that.
That's great.
With Carol Burnett, right?
Yes,
yeah,
genius.
She was
and
so
I
great.
Actually remember being I was obsessed with the newer version of Annie. There have been a billion different versions of Annie, but when I was a little girl, there was an Annie that came out. It was like a TV musical. It like wasn't even like in theaters or anything. And it was a redhead with a straight short bob.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was so cute and I wanted to be her so bad. And I loved that. Even though most people did not like that revival movie, I loved it. It was so good.
Was Grease a movie or was it a stage show before it was
This
Grease.
Is a good game
and
to
every
play.
High school was doing Grease.
I don't know the like answer to that, but I think it was, I don't want to say, but I feel like it was a movie first only because I knew of the movie first, but I probably am wrong.
Was Dreamgirls a movie first or a
no,
musical first?
Musical.
Was it? I don't know.
I'm pretty confident.
Did you see that movie?
Yes, with Beyonce.
Is Beyonce in it?
Yes, Beyonce's in it. It was good. It was good. I didn't like hate it. I just thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
There's nothing like seeing live theater. So it's hard to do these movies and like make them work. You know what movie I didn't like? And I'm going to get, might get some hate for this, love. I love the actors in this movie. I think they're super talented. And I'm obsessed with this show. I wasn't a huge fan of the movie. The Last 5 Years. It's Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan are the two leads. And I'm obsessed with both of them. I think Anna Kendrick is a genius, incredible, love her, hilarious, great actress, beautiful voice. I've been obsessed with her since I saw Camp, which is an amazing movie.
I think she's very talented, yes.
And I love her. And Jeremy Jordan, obviously, is super, super freaking talented. But I just, and I love that musical. It's one of my favorite musicals. But like, the movie just didn't hit.
Sometimes
the
they
spot.
Don't translate.
Didn't scratch
right?
that itch in my brain for that movie, you know? Didn't feel it. But anyway, I was going to say.
Yeah.
there's a huge difference between like the movie musicals that are classics and like the current ones. So there's like Singing in the Rain, Oklahoma, My Fair Lady. That's an incredible movie.
My Fair Lady is Audrey Hepburn. Would Wizard of Oz be considered a musical?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But not a stage show.
There is a stage version of the show, but not many people do it. Like kids. I think there's like a kids version that a lot of people do.
There was La La Land recently.
There was that.
I enjoyed that movie.
I think legally I'm not allowed to say my opinion on that movie.
Is it? That wasn't a stage show before, or no?
No, it was just
could
a movie.
It be?
Oh, that's. Oh, you just made me think of something. Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen is coming out.
It's coming out this year, too. That was
they
the other one.
They just released the trailer for that. Reaction to the trailer.
Okay, I have to say, I am annoyed about this, okay? I'm annoyed with everyone and their reaction to the Dear Evan Hansen trailer. I thought it looked great. I love this show. I think it's such an important show. It raises awareness about like mental health and issues. And there's so many good messages in the musical. When I saw it on Broadway, I knew nothing about it. I literally knew nothing about the show. I had no idea what it was about.
I just knew it was very popular.
I knew it was popular. I knew Ben Platt was in it. That was like literally all I knew. So I went into it completely blind and I was sobbing. Like the whole, I was sobbing. It was so impactful and it was so beautifully done. I just loved it. I loved it so much. Now there's a lot of hubbub, a lot of people pissed off because
I've never seen this show.
I've
heard
love
some
it.
Of the music, but I've never seen
Waving
it.
Waving through a window.
Right, yeah.
You know that song.
I said, I know some of the music. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
you just needed to sing it.
I can't not. Everyone's really pissed off because Ben Platt is playing a high schooler. The character is like 16 and he's 27. And everyone's so mad. And they're like, why wouldn't they have gotten a teenager or someone younger to play it? And I'm so annoyed that everyone is just like ganging up and being so angry at Ben Platt. Because first of all, he won the Tony for this. He like, you know, he morphed this role and created it into, and I saw his performance on Broadway. It was breathtaking. He's so good. And since when have movies ever cast teenagers to play teenagers? Every movie about high schoolers that I've ever seen in my life has like Glee. It's like 30-year-olds playing high schoolers. Mm-hmm. Like every TV show, every movie about high schoolers is played by 30-year-olds. Like why is
that,
all of a sudden
I mean,
an
that
issue?
May be true in like your adolescence, but I will say like lately they've been casting more accurately in age.
True, but like Mean
for
Girls,
any,
like
for
all the
you
classic-
seem like someone who would defend it because you played Miranda in a television show.
Yeah, she's like, it's ambiguous.
That's
like,
ambiguous. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get that why he should do it. He originated the role. He won a Tony for it. It's cool that everyone will get to see his take on it now because it'll be on film. You won't have to have a Broadway ticket. But it is, there is something, I mean, I wouldn't bully him over it. I'm still very excited. I thought the trailer was great and I'm excited to see it. But it is interesting that like, a role that made him kind of who, you know, his famous or whatever.
No, Pitch Perfect kind of.
I guess he
first.
Was in that too, but.
That was first.
It was like, when did the Dear Evan Hansen first come out on Broadway?
I don't know
many
the year.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
You.
It's been a while. I mean, it's been, it's been, a, it's.
That's so crazy to me. Okay, because here's the thing is like...
But I'm excited about it.
Because the broader community, the theater community gets so frustrated when like they have these big movie musicals and they don't cast Broadway actors. Like even look at the Dear Evan Hansen cast. Like it's a bunch of famous movie actors.
Right.
And so we should be applauding and this and be excited that they're like casting someone who's on Broadway doing the role for
that's
long,
really great.
Getting to be in the movie. That's, I know he was already a movie star. Like, so... You know, but still, to me, that's a big deal. He's a Tony Award winner for that role. Like, you really can't get past the fact that he's like a little too, looks a little too old for it. Like every famous movie about high schoolers made prior to a couple years ago. I think of every movie we watched in high school. It was all played by 30-year-olds. Like, that's just kind of how the industry did it. I know it's changed and they've kind of gone younger now. Yeah. But like, I just think it's so stupid. Like, of all the things going on in the world right now, of all the fights you could pick, like this.
I didn't
like,
know this was going
Ben
on.
Platt,
I didn't,
it I looks didn't, too old to be 16.
I don't
like,
know.
Come on.
I noticed that like he looked.
I didn't.
A little
I don't
bit
care.
Older than the age, but like I would think people would be more interested in like the hair take of it all.
I thought honestly, like I watched the trailer and I went online to look at people's reactions thinking people would be mad that they cast like all these famous movie stars instead of giving it to the people who originated the roles on Broadway. I was like, oh, they did this again. Like they cast all these incredible actors. Like they're amazing actors. And I think they're going to do great in the roles, but like, why is the whole entire cast like famous movie actors? And the only person who's like on Broadway is him. And so that's what I thought the ruckus was going to be about, but instead it was the opposite. They're like, why did they cast Ben Platt? They should have cast like a famous Timothy charcuterie board, like youngin. And I'm just like, I don't know. It just pisses me off. Like, that's the thing that everyone's so pissed about. Like, he's incredibly talented. And we should be celebrating that, like, a musical theater performer, I know he's a movie star too, but like, is getting to be in a movie musical. Cause every movie musical is like just huge movie stars. They never cast Broadway people.
Well, it's a different kind of acting, don't you think? Acting
of
for camera and acting on stage, like the performance.
Sure
you know
it is,
I mean?
But that doesn't mean they can't do it.
I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm just saying that I'm not involved in the casting process of these films. So maybe in seeing that, I would see that a performance that may be amazing from the...
Well, I already even know...
From the 50th row at whatever theater might not work in a in a tight close-up.
I know? Will say in Ben Platt's case, I saw him do it on Broadway and
you
I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
And... He's not it's so much more subtle. Like on stage on Broadway, it was big movements and he kind of had like anxious like tics that he would do. And there were big choices and it worked because you're in a huge theater. But like I didn't see any of that in the trailer for the movie, which
certainly many people
is a good
can
choice.
Do both. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can do both. But anyway, that's my take on all of that. Because I'm just really excited, guys. Like I'm super, 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 super excited. But before I keep gushing about musical theater, I'd like to say thank you to our next sponsor, which is Imperfect Foods. Do you guys ever want to skip the parking lots and the crowds and lines and get right to the good part of grocery shopping? Imperfect Foods can help. Get ready to enjoy grocery shopping once again, Lovey.
I used to love it. Now, not so much.
Well, now parking that you have lots. Imperfect Foods, maybe you will.
Have you ever been in a Whole Foods parking lot? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no good.
Or like a Trader Joe's parking
lot? Trader Joe's parking lot.
They're not even designed for parking.
Yeah, no good.
It's insane. Imperfect Foods is on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world.
Nice.
They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, quality protein, eggs and dairy, and pantry staples straight to your door. Plus, they are always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try each week.
That's our favorite thing.
Got to mix it up.
Yeah, you got to mix it up because that was like one of the hardest things about grocery shopping is when you're like, oh, what should we try something new? And you have to like look up a recipe, but this way you get an ingredient. You're like,
I can't even mention food around you these days. It's fine with these guys. They'll mix it up for you. All you have to do is sign up, create your flexible, personalized grocery plan, then shop online each week and get affordable and sustainable groceries delivered directly to your door. We got a door. They put groceries there. I wonder if anyone listening also has doors.
Probably.
Do they want groceries there?
I would assume so.
I don't know. With Imperfect Foods, grocery shopping fits seamlessly into your life, and every week is a tasty adventure. Who doesn't love adventures? Sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save time, save money, save food. from going to waste.
Yes, do it.
And right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off.
What a deal.
Plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use promo code RELAX. Try Imperfect Foods now. And for a limited time, get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Go to imperfectfoods.com. Use RELAX to sign up. That's 20% off plus free shipping at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code
RELAX. Yes.
Yummy. All right, Lovie, I know you were very excited to talk about musical movies, so much so that you saved that next yawn for just now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But this is the twinisode of RELAX Podcast.
Okay.
So let's talk movies about twins.
Okay, love this.
And how do you feel about the shirt I'm wearing right now is of the twins movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
You put it on the other
night. What's your take? I did put it on.
I watched it a bajillion years ago. I was so young, I don't even remember it. And
it's pretty great.
I couldn't watch it when
totally
you put it
holds
on.
Up.
I left the room.
It's so really strange.
I'm not a movie gal. So sorry if that's your favorite movie of all time. It's not mine.
I'm not. It's just, it's so absurd. The whole concept.
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize, I remember it. I think just the conceit being it's so funny. Oh, that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are twins. I didn't realize that it was about Arnold Schwarzenegger was essentially made in a lab by a scientist to be a perfect human. And by accident, a twin came out and it was Danny DeVito. And they were like, oh, well, let's give Danny DeVito to an orphanage and raise the Schwarzenegger baby to be this like genius human specimen.
But isn't he like dumb? That's what I didn't get. They're like, it's a perfect.
He's naive because he was raised on the scientist's private island.
He just comes across as like a ditz. And I'm like,
because he's naive. It's naivete.
Okay.
But
whatever.
Like to the world at large, because he's only been on this private island his whole life. Until he finds out he has a twin brother and he goes in search of him. And it's Danny DeVito.
It's not good.
It's a little bit strange.
Not good.
Number two on this list is It Takes Two.
Incredible movie. Incredible film. Wonderful piece of art. It's
what happens in it, starring Christy Alley, Steve Gutenberg,
so
and Mary
good.
Kate and Ashley
Olsen.
It is
Olsen. So incredible.
Yeah, I've never seen It Takes Two. What's it about?
It is so incredible. It is these two girls who have opposite lives. One is this wealthy. It's basically a knockoff of like Parent Trap.
Uh-huh.
And it's these two girls who look exactly the same, but one's like this rich.
That is,
Chris.
You're describing Parent Trap.
Well, in Parent Trap, they're like separated at birth. And I don't know that these two are. Maybe they were. But
well,
I don't remember.
For your favorite movie, I feel
I know,
like
I know. I don't remember because my favorite parts about the movie are not like the plot. and then there's this girl who's like an orphan. And it's amazing because it's played by Mary Kate, because Mary Kate always plays like the tomboy. And then Ashley always played the prissy girl. And it's incredible because she starts off with the movie with like a New York ? Accent, Boston. I'm not quite sure, but she's like, I'm playing baseball. Like, it's like the worst accent ever. Like, she's so bad at it. And then it goes away pretty quickly. And the same with the other characters, like Prissy, she like kind of starts off with like a British ? Accent that's not British. It's just like not good. It's supposed to be like proper, but it's not good. And then that goes away. It's like they only worked on these accents with the girls for a few scenes. And then we're like, never mind. This is not going to work. But I have this one favorite line from that movie.
You going to do it?
Of course.
Okay.
There's the tomboy girl is pretending to be the like rich prissy girl, and she's on a horse ride, but she's never been on a horse before. And someone and her dad or something asked her a question. She goes, are you asking me a question, Ian? I love it so much. Rachel and I used to quote it all the time growing up, but it's like the worst acting ever from the girls. Like, and I love Mary Kate and Ashley. Like, I'm a huge Mary Kate and Ashley stan. Anyway,
Passport to Paris.
Incredible, incredible film.
Is one a rich one, one's a poor one, but they're in Paris?
No, they're sisters and they go to Paris. And every single plot of every like Mary Kate and Ashley, like young teen flick is basically like the girls travel somewhere incredible that everyone wishes they could go, and they meet boys from that place and
that's
date them while they're
their
there.
Whole business model.
And I'm pretty sure Passport to Paris was their first like kiss in a movie. I'm pretty sure, like a romantic kiss. I'm pretty positive. It was like a really big deal. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to kiss. And they're like 13, 12 or 13. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to kiss a boy. This is crazy.
Speaking of The Parent Trap, mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap.
Incredible there was another, there was,
that's a remake of like Haley. Well,
that classic. Haley, yeah, it's great too. But I grew up on the Lindsay Lohan version, which is absolutely incredible.
Is it like, good?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's their separated birth and one of them is poor and one of them is rich and so, then they no, switch so
it's
places.
Like, it's the worst plot ever.
Or they're trying to get their parents back.
Though. Yeah. So their parents are together. They're married or something. And then the mom gets pregnant with twins. And then they decide, you know what? We want a divorce. You take a kid and I'll take a kid.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
And then the kids convincing them to get back.
Yeah, they go to a camp. And at camp, they meet each other. And they're like, oh my God, we're sisters. Even though they hate each other, total opposites. And they're like, oh my God, we're sisters. And they become best friends. And they're like, let's switch places and we'll convince our parents to get back together so that we can be sisters and live in the same place. But isn't that a horrible concept? Like, imagine me having twins and you being like, I don't want to be with you anymore. And be like, you take one, I'll take one. And God. Let's never tell
them. I never
them
knew that was like yeah. how they got separated.
And they never
in that
tell
movie.
Them that they have a sibling. They never tell them they have a twin. It's like they figured it out on their own at camp.
The Princess Switch. Did you ever see that with Vanessa Hudgens? I feel like that's a newer one.
We got to watch
it. One's a princess and one's not. And then they switch places because...
No, but I need to see it. Sounds like it would be an incredible.
Most piece. Of this list is just Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yeah, New York Minute. Did they go to New York? Did they kiss a boy?
That was not good. But Eugene Levy's in that movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's great.
That one's it's pretty good. They get better at acting as they got older.
Let me guess. When in Rome, also on this list. Do
so
they
great.
Go to Rome?
They go to Rome.
And meet some boys?
And they meet some boys. And it's pretty great.
This is getting absurd now because the next one is Winning London. Do
yeah,
they
that,
go to London?
Oh, that one's great. Yeah, they go to London and they meet some boys. And by the way, you're missing this important part. Every Mary-Kate and Ashley movie has like a fashion montage. And also so does Parent Trap, like has one too. But anyway, there's like always like a weird moment where they're like shopping in Paris or shopping in Rome and they're just like trying on different clothes or whatever. Like everyone.
And
of
I'm sure it's
movies.
Lots of shopping. And then there's like a cute boy on like a Vespa.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one in Australia where they meet Australian boys. There's, they go everywhere.
They've
it's
made
amazing.
$1 billion.
Well, yes, they're like the youngest billionaires
they're great,
ever.
They're great business people. Let's play a game.
Okay.
Spontaneous game
I'm
here.
Scared.
We're going to list celebrity twins. They haven't had twins. They are twins.
I don't know.
We'll go back and forth and see who can name the most, twins. You go first.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Okay. Property Brothers.
Oh my God. Tia and Tamara.
Is that sister?
Yeah.
That was my one in the bank. That's mm-hmm. the one I was saving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are those the dancing ones? Are they twins?
I don't know what you're talking about. The dancing ones.
Yeah. There's like, they're both blonde and one's on Dancing with the Stars. The other one is in Things. Are they twins?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've run out. This game.
This game idea. You had one. You
no,
had one
I had
idea.
Property Brothers in my head. And then I was like, and then I have the sister girls.
You can't think of anyone else?
Can you?
Yeah. Well, YouTubers. There's a lot of famous YouTubers that are twins. It's your turn.
Uh-huh.
So
YouTubers.
Say who any of them.
I think I've...
You know YouTuber twins.
I do.
Think of boys who are very famous. You know these twins. Not personally, but you know of them. You know who they are.
Those two guys.
Yeah, do you know
their
names?
They're YouTubers, no.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
The Dolan twins.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Brooklyn and Bailey.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who they are?
Nope.
Really cute. Super adorable. One of them just got engaged, I think. They're really cute. The Merrill twins. They're another little...
They must be twins.
They are twins.
Uh-huh.
They're very cute, like YouTuber, social media girls.
Uh-huh.
There's also the little twins that have been here many times. Madison Fisher's twins.
Oh, yeah.
Shvam. Yeah. So they have twins. They're famous, those little girls. I don't know a lot of like famous, like celebrity twins. I only know of like...
I'm looking on the internet now.
Okay, that's cheating if this is a game, but okay.
From the ones on Riverdale, but they were in that movie with Adam Sandler. Were they
on
both?
On Riverdale?
Yeah. Dylan
oh
and Cole Sprouse.
Never heard of them.
But when they were little kids, they both played the same kid in this Adam Sandler movie where he like adopts a kid.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie. The blonde guy?
Uh-huh.
He's on Riverdale now?
Sure, yeah.
But there's two of them?
There's two of them. Yeah, there's another one.
There's what about those boys from there's a Disney TV show like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody or something.
I think that's the same people I'm talking
it
about.
Is?
Yeah, they then did that.
And now they're on Riverdale?
Well, one of them is. Yeah, I think.
Oh, they're not both on it? That's crazy.
Nope.
I don't know any other twins. I don't think. I can't think
See,
of
that's
any.
Them now.
Wait, No, that's not them.
Okay. It is.
Oh my God, it is. What? That's so weird.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Can you think of any other?
No, I cannot. Who else is a twin?
Scarlett Johansson's a twin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Apparently. That's crazy. Didn't know that. Whoa. Rami Malek's a twin? Look at his twin brother.
Wow. I
didn't
know
that. They look very much alike.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did not know that, love.
I didn't know that either.
Ashton Kutcher has a twin?
What?
That's what it says. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Well,
a lot of twins are coming out of the woodworks telling me like, I'm a twin. I'm a mom of a twin. And I love that. And I'm just like, tell me all the things. I want to know everything about it. Just because like, even though there's a lot of twins in my family, I feel like I know nothing.
I know.
About twins. Like,
it's all...
It's very exciting. It's very cool. And it's funny because I feel like when women get pregnant, it's like the first joke anyone makes. Like, what if it's twins?
What if it's twins?
Oh, you have it. Like with Flynn, it was like, I got so big with Flynn. Like my tummy was like a torpedo tummy near the end. And everyone was like, how far along are you? And I'd be like, oh, I'm 8 months or 7 months. And be like, whoa, are you having twins? You must be having twins. That looks like twins. Like, it's like a joke everyone does. So now when people find out I'm having twins, they're like, I called it. Because I said, what if it's twins? I'm like, everyone says that about everyone's pregnancy, though. You know what I mean?
And people also, when they hear twins, they're like, oh, I knew twin. And they would go shopping separately, but they would both come back with the same thing. You
really?
Know what I mean? Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah,
or like,
they have like,
they would call
powers.
Each other at the exact same time.
But you know what? That's probably
that
true. But I feel like that's similar. Like Rachel and I, when we play games, we can literally read each other's minds.
Do you think me and you can? Okay, let's say a name of a fruit. 3, 2, 1,
strawberry.
Banana.
Yeah, no, we're way off. Do it again though. Let's see. Okay, I don't think you and I are on the same
a color.
Wavelength.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Purple.
Orange.
Come on, you're trying to say things I wouldn't say.
No, I didn't think you were going to say your favorite color. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, 7.
I feel like everyone would say 7.
You also said 7. Like you said a little, like you were waiting for me.
Yeah, no, I don't think you and I have like, I don't think we're on the same
brain.
We're
not telepathic to each other?
I don't think so. which is probably good. I don't think we are.
The way you just said, I don't think so, was so loaded that it was like, I don't know.
No, I feel like Rachel... when we were younger, she knew everything. Like we knew what the other was thinking. You know what I mean? And we, like when we play games, we like would know the answer, but just looking at each other, like we would just literally be like I look at it and I'd be like, oh, I know what she's thinking.
I think we have that in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're like ready to go, mm-hmm. like we can just look at each other and we know that like,
yeah, it's
we're ready to go. Like things like that.
Yeah.
Just in the eyes.
Yeah.
But,
Like right now. It's time to say goodbye to this podcast. I'm yawning up a storm. These babies won't go to sleep.
I know.
So what are my eyes saying, love? Wrap it up. So we're going to go. But we love y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Oh my gosh.
Oh my,
we're twins.
Seriously.
Come on, lovey. Thank you everyone for listening. We're going to go. We're very excited about the twins, but the symptoms are killing me tonight.
We'll see how it goes for next week.
Maybe Eric will be alone next week. All right. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. Colleen is pregnant and he has a surprise. Cause now she has two kids inside.
I'm having twins.
So you can relax. That's the name of their podcast. Goodbye. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.